Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com. Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Time for the 49ers Rush Podcast.
Number 88 on the 2024 49ers roster countdown, safety Eric Harris. He's a fun player. His story is kind of, you know, why people fall in love with the long shot and all that stuff. We'll dive into that. Now, his path to the roster, that's going to be interesting. But this is not a new player with the 49ers. He joined us last season and was able to hang on. Now, he wasn't there at the start, but he's been on the practice squad. He's been called up. He's been a part of this team, and they chose to bring him back. So he comes in at number 88, long journey career. We'll detail all of that. But, again, got to give shout-out to Josh, Zach, and Dave, the legends, the producers of this series. Now, out of all the rankings, you know, four-plus rankers, 1 through 91, you add up all of Eric Harris's numbers, he received a score of 352. The highest he was ranked was 85. The lowest he was ranked was 90. Comes in at 88, and he's going to be wearing jersey number 35 for the 49ers. Now, he's the biggest safety we got by a considerable margin, and the 49ers have kind of prioritized this safety linebacker hybrid, right? DFF, Maben before that. They like that. Now, they're keeping Eric Harris at safety. He's 6'2", 225. He's huge. And he's not slow either. He's 4.57 was his 40-yard dash back in his, you know, way back when. He didn't really even have too much of a pro day. He had one, but he had to go through the CFL to get to the 49ers, and he's 34 years old. He's older. He's a special teams guy. He's a big dude. You know, 3-cone at a 6'9", which is really nice. That's huge. So change of direction at that size, pretty impressive. 31.5-inch vertical, 9-foot broad jump, not great. 23 bench press reps, awesome. And he's going into his 8th NFL season as an undrafted free agent. Now, he's a California kid, raised in Los Angeles, and moved to Pennsylvania with his mom, Christine Higgins, at a very young age. Now, Harris is now married and to Teresa. He's got twins. He's got four separate kids. Listen to these kids' names, which is awesome. I hope I don't mess it up. Ellis, Esme, that's the twin sons, and then Isaiah and Elijah. Very, you know, religious person. He did a video a couple years ago when he was with the Falcons, and it's pretty cool. I strongly recommend going and just kind of checking it out. It's where he just kind of details what it was like growing up. How he didn't get recruited at all. He was awesome in high school. He was the captain throughout his entire high school career. First team, all Pennsylvania State, all that stuff. But he never got recruited. He was literally a zero-star recruit. He couldn't find anything. He couldn't even walk on. Well, his mother actually had to write a letter to the college, California and Pennsylvania. The coach says, sure, we'll give him a preferred walk-on. They build that relationship. He joins the team, does awesome. You know, plays his, you know, throughout all college there, but then got nothing. No invitations, no pro days, no combine, no calls whatsoever. And so after that, he actually joined working with his mother at a potato chip factory. This is after college. He was the corn mixer at a potato chip factory with his mom in Pennsylvania and absolutely hated it. And obviously, I mean, it's you're making potato chips, not really what he wanted to do. He starts sending out letters to anybody that can find whatever, and he goes the CFL route. The Hamilton Tiger Cats bring him out for a tryout. He does the tryout. He makes it through their kind of training camp, whatever, and he had to sit on the CFL's practice squad just to get a chance, and he almost didn't get that. He was one of the last people that were brought on there, stayed there. Was able to kind of catch on. He was there for 3 years, 2013, 14, 15. After that, he jumped on with the Saints. Then he was with the Raiders from 2017 to 2020. Then Atlanta, 2021, 22. Then he joined the Niners halfway through last year. And yeah, what a trip, man. From potato chip factory to CFL practice squad to now he's got, what, a nine-year career in the NFL? That's incredible. You look at his career earnings, he's over $10 million career earnings from potato chips to freaking being in the NFL. Yeah, like, how do you not like that? Like, that is just, that's pretty cool. Now, you look at his entire career, 276 tackles, one forced fumble, 28 pass breakups, five interceptions. That's really, really good. Two touchdowns. He did miss four games in 2021 with a pec tear, but this dude's 34. Like, he's in the waning moments of his NFL career, and he's hanging on as best he can, and I love it. And you know, another thing that I think is huge, the 49ers safety room is really young. Jair Brown, Malik Mustafa, even Talano Hufanga still on his rookie deal, or Odom's a little bit more of the vet in that room, but he's not really even a safety. He's backup safety play, but, you know, a huge special teamer. This is somebody that's played way more safety than anybody in that room is not even close. Now, you watch his film, big body shows, man. He's a big dude, big hitter. Highlights are all, you know, de-cleaning people, interceptions and sacks. That's kind of what he brings. Now, my favorite things about him, pursuit angles are on par every time. He does not waste steps. He's always where he should be. I don't think he's going to be that free safety role. I think he's only that hair on fire safety that we have, the Talano Hufanga, Malik Mustafa. He's that role. But is he going to get playing time there? I don't think so. Maybe if Hufanga isn't ready to go, you know, week one, all right, that could be a possibility that, like, he could start. You'd have Jair Brown and Eric Harris starting if for some reason Talanoa can't go and you don't want to start a rookie week one. I doubt that's the case. But there's a pathway for it. And so he's a little bit of an insurance policy, great locker room guy, awesome personality. Like, it's fun. Well, I'm telling you, go look up, just type in Eric Harris on YouTube and scroll down a little bit. You'll find, I think it's called Faith Over Fear was what it was called with the Falcons. He did something too with the Raiders, but I ain't going through Raiders stuff. I got my limits. So I like what he does. Special teams obviously has to be the paramount reason why he makes this roster, if he makes it. But I wouldn't be shocked at all, because Malik's making it. This is a perfect practice squad candidate if you look at it. So, like, let's look at the safety depth chart. Your locks, Hufanga's making it. If he's healthy, might start off on the pup, but you know, that's all pro safety. Jair Brown, lock. George Odom, lock because of the contract, special teams. Malik Mustafa, fourth-round pick, lock. Yeah, that's four safeties. You know, sometimes you'll keep five, but I doubt it, especially if Hufanga's healthy. So now you got three guys on the back end. Eric Harris, Taylor Hawkins, longtime practice squad dude, and Jalen Mahoney, you know, undrafted free agent coming in. So that's kind of the fight. Those three guys are fighting for one practice squad spot. So Eric Harris, Taylor Hawkins, Jalen Mahoney, we'll have to see how that goes, what that's going to look like. Now, most likely scenario, probably doesn't make either one. It's going to take an injury. Whatever, do you want to put the practice squad guys' youth upside? That's going to be Jalen Mahoney. Somebody that you're more comfortable with playing now, that's Eric Harris. But a lot of that depends on Hufanga's health. Does Malik Mustafa show up in camp and ball out? If he does, that's going to put Eric Harris even further down the pecking order. Not that Harris is competing with Mustafa, but if you go through camp and you feel confident that Malik Mustafa could play early if an injury happened, well, that's kind of Eric Harris's parachute's going to be taken away at that point. But awesome guys, played in 91 career games, 43 career starts. Amazing story, Eric Harris. And I'm just glad that I had the opportunity just to learn it. And that's kind of what this whole roster countdown series is about. So Eric Harris comes in at number 88 on our 2024 roster countdown. Again, we're just focusing on impact this year. That's it. 2025 doesn't matter, and this is probably, this more than likely, going to be Eric Harris's last stop, and I hope it's a positive one. Hopefully we get a chance to see him on the field. Preseason is going to be fun to see him, but glad to have him on board for sure. Thank you, Eric Harris, and for us, we'll just keep counting him down.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Number 87 on the 2024 49ers roster countdown is a running back, Patrick Taylor Jr. Now, interesting player whenever he was added late, kind of that third round of free agency. And I'm just going to be honest with you, like the running back room was tough to start with. Then you got the draft with, you know, trading 2 fifth rounders to go get Isaac Grindo. Like, it's tough. This is a tough spot. So that's why Patrick Taylor's at 87, who's, you know, kind of a career special teamer, that fourth running back role. That's kind of what he's had throughout his entire career. And we're going to detail that, his background, all those things. Now, he came in at number 87 for us. He had a score of 351 overall. That's all four people ranking 1 through 91. He came in with a 351 score. His highest rank was 78. His lowest was 91, which is the very bottom of this scale. It just, the difficulty of Patrick Taylor making this roster, it's not just an injury away. It's not just him playing his best football of his career, you know, at age 26. He's still relatively young for, you know, he's been in the league for 4 years. He's 1 year older than rookie Isaac Grindo. So, like, pre-COVID times to where we are now, it's just a little bit different. So he's wearing jersey number 32, taking over for TDP. Not big shoes to fill there, but 6'2", 217. He is big, big, strong runner, upright runner, which is fun. 32-inch arms, 26 years old, still really young for how long he's been in the league. Ran a 4.5740. His top-end speed is kind of one of the things that set him apart. His, you know, 10-yard split, his burst, his acceleration's not bad for a bigger back, but his top-end speed is good. You see him whenever, you know, he went to college at Memphis. You see a lot of big plays. That Memphis offense was awesome. It was him and Daryl Henderson were the two running backs. They did that wildcat where, you know, Patrick Taylor was the quarterback, you know, handling the wide, and a lot of big plays, and he was running away from people all the time. 34-inch vertical, 10.3 broad, 15 bench press reps, pretty solid. Going into his fourth season, now let's jump back a little bit. Let's go through his background and kind of how he got to where he is. Born and raised in Humble, Texas. What's up, Humble? Has two sisters, Nadia and Nakia. Nadia was a big-time soft player for the Chicago Bandits, which is like the national pro fast pitch. And she also played softball at Texas. Hook 'em, baby. Dad was, you know, Patrick Sr., played football at Nicholls State, which is a, you know, kind of a big program in Texas where maybe if you don't have the grades and whatever else, you start there, then you get promoted up. But they get a lot of top-tier talent there. Cousin Coy Fairman was a wide receiver at Memphis. Just a lot of athletes in his family. Now, Patrick, his senior year in high school, he led the Eagles to a 12-2 record, which is really, really cool. You know, and that was their very first kind of winning league. They won the 6A championship two-way in Texas, which is huge. They got it to the fourth round, and they were just, like, not a good team. Humble used to be terrible. Now it's kind of a powerhouse. And they're the first team from Humble ISD to reach the fourth round of Texas State playoffs since 1995. And so he was a part of that. He goes to Memphis, part of some really, really good teams there as well. And he was able to graduate from Memphis with a management degree. Now, he was only a two-star recruit, and so wasn't really heralded coming out of high school. Now, whenever he gets to Memphis, here's the awesome part. He was part of the Good Works Team nominee. He was a three-time all-academic AAC member of the American Athletic Conference. So, like, smarts, good head on his shoulder, helps in the committee community. That's huge. He was on the Doak Walker and Maxwell Awards watch list. He's awesome. He really took advantage of his time at Memphis. Then he goes undrafted in the 2020 draft, right? That's kind of right before COVID. Goes undrafted with Green Bay. He was there for 4 years. Then at the end of last year, he gets cut, joined the practice squad in New England. That didn't work out. Then the 49ers brought him in right at the end of free agency, right before the draft. So he didn't get any playing time with the Patriots, but in his 4 years with Green Bay, he saw sparing work, mostly special teams, 32 career carries. This is just last season, by the way, in 2023 with Green Bay. 32 carries, 141 yards, 4.4 yards per carry. Pretty solid. Now, you look at his career numbers, you kind of just multiply that times two. 65 career carries, 261 career rushing yards, 4.0 yards per rush, one touchdown, 14 receptions for 69 yards. Nice. 7.6 yards per carry. He did have 15 career missed tackles forced on 65 carries. Really good. Zero drops, zero fumbles. And this is who he was in college, too. Clean player, like, just doesn't make a lot of mistakes. But the flip side of that, it's pretty difficult to find the elite traits that would warrant giving him carries in such a high power offense that the 49ers have. So, you know, injuries, you know, he missed half of his senior year with a foot injury. That was it. Like, he's been healthy. Now, my film, whenever I watched him, big, strong, upright runner, doesn't look fast, but covers a lot of ground with each stride. You get him in the open field, he's going. It's funny because the last two running backs that you added, Patrick Taylor Jr. and Isaac Garando, pretty much the same. Like, style. Isaac, you know, Garando is way better athlete, metrics, all that kind of stuff. Just no experience. Patrick Taylor had a lot of experience. Similar body build, similar play style, all those things. Great receiving back. Jack of all trades that could do it all with a big body. Like, he's physical. Not a lot of negatives to his tape. Talked about, you know, no drops, no fumbles. He's just clean, consistent. But the thing that kind of, like, I'm sitting there and I'm racking my brain. I keep watching his college tape, and I'm just like, what is the one thing that he does consistently well? He falls forward. You block 4 yards for him, he's going to get you six every time. That's kind of the thing. Now, will he turn a 4 yard into a 20 yard? Not really. So he's always moving forward, and I think that's why he's been able to hang around the league, and I think that he's still going to be around the league for a while, but he just doesn't really create on his own. Now, I will say this. He's got 291 career special team snaps. That's valuable. The 49ers have put a huge premium this offseason on finding players that can find special teams usage, this multi-purpose, your positional value at running back, but that's not enough. If he's going to make this roster, which I don't see happening, but if he did, special teams is going to be there. Could he be one of those returners? Could he be something like that? Now, the Niners signed him for April 8th, so like right before the draft. 1 year, $1.05 million deal, zero guaranteed money. That's life on the back end of an NFL roster. And I need you to move here, do all this stuff, and you might not get paid. His career earnings, $2.2 million, which is really low for 4 years in the league, but he's hanging on. Zero starts in his career, has appeared in 34 different games. And I think, you know, what's the best case scenario? Landing on the practice squad. What's the most likely scenario? Probably not going to be on the practice squad without an injury. Let's look at the running back depth chart, right? You've got five locks for four spots. Kyle Juszczyk kind of changes that, but CMC, lock. Elijah Mitchell, lock. Kyle Juszczyk, lock. Isaac Garrido, lock. JP Mason, lock. Like, those guys are not being cut, period. Then you bring in Cody Schrader, who's probably everybody's favorite undrafted free agent, and Patrick Taylor. I think Patrick Taylor's got to be at the back end of that. So you're talking an injury or two to get him that opportunity to be at that spot. Can he do it? We'll see. Maybe he could surprise, but man, there's just so much youth and upside at the back end of that running back spot with, you know, JP Mason and Cody Schrader. Patrick Taylor's going to have to leapfrog all those guys, and I think he's going to need some help. But really glad to learn about his story, and I love these survivors, these guys that just find a way to stick around and hang around the league and build for their families. Patrick Taylor, we're rooting on you, man. Got to say thank you to the legends, the producers of this series, Dave, Zach, and Josh. You guys are killers. You are crushing. Appreciate it. And for us, we'll just keep counting them down.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com. Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.
Very interesting player comes in at number 86 on the 49ers rush countdown of 2024. Isaac Alarcon, international pathway player, offensive tackle. I don't know if this is his official nickname, but I found it online more than once. The Mexican juggernaut. How cool is that, man? He's big. 6'7", 320, offensive tackle. But he always was an offensive tackle. The Cowboys, he's been with the Cowboys the past 3 years. They switched him to defense for a year. And then kind of cut him loose. But he was offensive tackle for him, then defensive line, then they moved him back to tackle, and that's what he's going to be playing with the 49ers. Now, when we did our voting structure, four separate people ranked, 1 through 91. Shout out to everybody for helping out. You know, Dave, Oscar, you guys are the best. I mean, obviously, Josh, he's always doing everything for us, but and myself. And so his total composite score was 349. The highest he was rated was 85. The lowest he was rated was 90. Comes in at number 86 on this year's scale. And we don't know much about him. There's not a lot of film to critique. Didn't really play much in college outside of, you know, down in Mexico City. But, again, film's almost impossible to find. 6'7", 320. He's 25 years old. He's got an awesome attitude. And, you know, the few different interviews I watched, I mean, just seems eternally grateful and just happy for the opportunity that he has here. Now, grew up in high school and he played football. Went to college at Monterey Institute of Technology and Higher Education, born and raised there. Now, he started playing football, American football, at the age of 14 with Club Pumas, a young football club. He was an all-star in 2019. But, like, even before then, if you go back, you know, in 2016, he earned a bronze medal at the World Championship of American Football in China, of all places. And so he's played a lot. He's contributed a lot to national football down in Mexico, but there's not a lot of opportunities there. The international pathway program kind of gave him a chance. He found his footing. He had to go all the way to Germany where they held the combine. They rotate the location for the international combine every year. His year was in Germany in October 2019. So, you know, Monterey to Germany, went there, did pretty well. And the Cowboys ended up signing him in 2020. And he's been there for four years, 2020, 2021, 22, and 23. And now he joins the 49ers. This is why it's a 91-player series. It's because of Isaac, which is awesome. It hurts nobody. Hurts nobody. Takes away nothing from anybody else. But he's got to, you know, find his way onto the roster. He doesn't count against anything. And what will happen is, this is the sad likelihood of how this works. Guess what? He will be non-retained. he'll be cut whenever they cut down to the initial 53. They'll fill the entire practice squad, and then they'll apply for the exemption, and they'll be able to bring Isaac or another international pathway player onto the 49ers practice squad plus one, because again, he doesn't count. Is it possible for him to make this roster? Probably not, but it doesn't mean he doesn't have an impact, because when you have people like this in your room, around your locker room, at practice, it puts everything into perspective. Somebody is probably never going to be able to play down individually, you know, on whatever, but the tackle position is huge, and I think that's why he got a couple more votes than some of the other guys. If we're talking about who's the most likely or least likely to play this year, it'd probably be Isaac. But, man, such an awesome guy, such a great story. I wish there was more info on him. I really, really do, because what an incredible journey to make it to where he is right now. And, you know, with this international pathway program, probably one of my favorite things. 49ers played in Mexico City a few years ago, and you are building that base up, and whenever people from the local communities can see, man, somebody like Isaac plays for this team, it just increases the sport awareness and fan engagement, all those things. This is 100% a win-win, and excited to see what he could do. Maybe he gets some special team snaps, maybe he gets some, you know, preseason third game snaps. I want to see what he could do and put some tape out there. But welcome to the 49ers, Isaac, and excited to learn more about your story.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Complete your staining project with Pittsburgh Paints and Stains, now at Menards. Stain in one coat with Ultra Advanced Semi-Transparent Stain. It's a stain and sealant in one that can be applied to damp wood and on hot, sunny days, allowing you to clean and stain your deck in one day. Save big money on Pittsburgh Paints and Stains and head into Menards to get your staining project started today.
Save big money.